Okay, so this is the, from the table discussion earlier.
What did I do, just walk up and leave it?
Yes, you did.
On purpose.
I'm sorry.
All right, call our meeting back to order, and as Jim was saying, this is to pick up our conversation on cell phones.
My biggest question is, it seems like we still have a large amount of people submitting for reimbursement, and our reimbursement policy is $26 a month, and a cell phone under the county plan is $24 a month. With the information that Nikki just provided us, we have three phone numbers that are unassigned right now because of, for whatever reason.
Not two, but three.
Three now. David Lowry.
Oh, count David's.
Is now three. So what you've got in your pile of list is that obviously who we reimburse, and then who has phones and what type of phone. And when I refer to the $24 fee that we're paying monthly, is on, we have 28 county issued phones costing $24 each phone. And we're using the pooled minutes, so we have plenty of minutes for anybody. It wouldn't be any additional charge. So I guess the question really comes down to a couple of things. The commission, I'm not commission, the, do we want to look at the authorized cell phone reimbursements first? Or what do we want to do?
Doesn't matter to me.
I don't even know where to start. The circuit clerk, that individual, we're not sure if that's our responsibility or the state's responsibility on the reimbursement for the for that one judge. I'm being told that it's the state's responsibility and not our responsibility to provide that reimbursement.
Okay, there's...
No, that's good.
Somebody's going to work on that, it seemed like. Was it one of us?
There has been some discussions, and they're working, they're checking into the state level response, what the state's responsibility is. So. Okay.
Well, as far as reimbursement, explain to me, Jillian and Nikki, how come they need a cell phone?
Why they've been reimbursed? They've been reimbursed a few months. I don't think it's consistent. What on the list that I asked was, who have we reimbursed at all during this fiscal year? Actually, it was last year. So I don't know if they get reimbursed every month or not.
Okay.
It may be once or twice. I have no idea.
Didn't it come through? It'll come through accounts payable.
Can you do your trick and email them and see if they're monthly?
Oh, sure. Well, I've seen it, but I don't know if it's been consistent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's consistent, it looks like I'd notice it.
And that's what I'm going off memory.
There's two blanks over on our other list. I assume that was the two that, right. that we've got vacant. Uh-huh. And Stottle is turning in.
Not Stottle, Lowry.
Lowry is turning his in.
Or has turned it in.
Has turned it in.
For
how come?
Don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Well, and the question is, what is the process? Is that
well?
Something?
I know, but wasn't Frank that Frank was going to talk to him?
Ask him. He'll be here shortly. Hadn't he kind of been a crew chief number two or something or other?
Yeah.
Well, I guess my question is, let's look at the reimbursement level. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 individuals on the reimbursement level list of Road and Bridge. My question is, if they need to be being reimbursed, and that's critical to being business, then we need to look at those guys getting county-issued funds.
Well, for $2, it saves them having to have two phones. I don't see any.
No reason to change?
Especially if we can get Verizon to cut a slack on the two we've got. We don't need.
We have three.
Three we don't need.
We can see that. Is your reimbursement on cell phone, Nikki, every month, or is it periodically?
Usually every month.
Okay. My question was, why do you need? Why should we? Why should the county be providing you and Jillian a phone?
It's a reimbursement. It's not a county phone. And I mean, there's lots of times where we text or send an email real quick if you know y'all are in the middle of a meeting.
But you can send an email from your computer, can't you?
Yes, but a lot of times a couple of you don't respond. If we need like an answer like right now.
A couple of us. You guys are going to shape up.
So you're saying you have trouble getting a hold of us without a cell phone? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean that's my cell phone.
It's your cell phone, you're being reimbursed by it.
Correct.
For $26.
My question is, am I not asking the question good? Why should we be paying, why should we provide you all a cell phone? And you're saying because you need to get a hold of us.
They don't have reimbursement
or a phone, either one. I mean, I don't understand.
I think it's because we're using to get a hold of her, we're calling on her cell phone is what she's saying. And the way you get a hold of us sometimes is via cell phone because that's the only way we respond.
Right.
I still don't get it. We have phones in our office to call you on. Why can't, when we need to get a hold of her, why can't we call her on our regular phone? Why do we have to call her cell phone?
I call her just because she's not in her office sometimes.
Okay. I give up.
Or am I waiting?
Let's move on.
I do not
understand that why two ladies working in our office need a cell phone.
Okay.
I just don't understand that. I mean, we have telephone lines. We got email. I don't understand. And I've been trying to get this on the table, and I feel like I'm the third duck here, and it doesn't make sense to anybody. I mean, it makes sense to everybody but me. So I give up.
Well, let's go on to the seven people in Roden Bridge. Do they need cell phones access?
Except for Robert Ludwig, who has been moved back to the, or not moved back, but moved to the East Barn for regular Roden Bridge work. My understanding, the rest of those guys need them.
Okay.
I mean, they're crew chief type people that need to be able to get a hold of the office.
So Robert's permanently the east side now, right? He's not a crew chief anymore?
Robert Ludwig is our sign man.
And that's right, the sign man. Okay.
And Frank moved him to the East Barn. I don't know if it's
permanent. He's still doing signs, but from the East Barn.
Okay, I didn't realize that. I thought he'd been taken off of the sign job altogether.
No, I believe he's still doing signs, and the reason he's doing them from the East Barn is because he was hanging around at the West Barn so much, and then Eugene was taking care of him on the, giving him stuff to do on the East side. That's what was stated in the minutes.
So would that be safe to say that he does or does not need any?
I wouldn't know why he would need one myself, but...
Okay.
Well, as sign man, I can see why, if he's doing sign work, I can understand, because he's out in the field all day long. And he surely runs on to issues. What do you want me to do here? What do you want me to do there? But if he's not on signs, then that we're going to have to ask Frank, I think.
Okay, here's another one for you. What have we got? We've got one truck driver from that department that's on there, but we don't have the other truck drivers on the transfer station. What's the deal there? Do you have any idea?
I'm going off the memory here. Do they not share that, or does one of them go on a longer haul than the other one? I'm going off the memory on this one.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out why.
We've got Robert Dalton has a county phone on your other sheet.
On my other sheet?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then you got...
Well, that's where I'm missing it.
Richard.
Then, I missed it. Richard's
got, getting reimbursed, got and Robert has his county fund.
Yeah.
They're both covered.
Yeah, they're both covered, Dan. Well, that's what... See, I didn't catch you. Still haven't even found it, but I'm looking.
There it is, okay. It's under second page.
Yeah, I see it. As soon as you said that, I've seen it.
Is Mr. Hooker and Mr. Suitsy both have... Okay, they got phones. In the sewer district...
Now, what about people like that's, I can see those guys in the field that need to get in touch with somebody, but what about our inspectors like Tom Layton? I mean, he's contract labor. Is that the reason he doesn't have a phone?
Tom was an employee.
He's a contract employee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you, I mean, you're savvy what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. It's probably because he's not an employee.
Because, I mean, his inspection job, he's bound to have to call Suti and Hooker a lot. Or fill out a report or...
But I don't see where he's up. We actually reimbursed him, I don't think.
We don't reimburse him. We don't do anything with him. I'm talking about filling...
The
gaps. Are you guys trying to reduce, or?
Well,
are you trying to look down maybe where we can have a reduction on phones and see if they'll work with us?
I mean, I can make the phone call if you want me to try to do that. I'm not as confident with Verizon. It's a much larger company than the company I was dealing with the software company. But I can. I mean, I've got some contacts I made in Washington with the Verizon people to see if we can't try to reduce the number of phones. If you want me to go ahead and I can try. It's not worth it. It's worth a phone call or two. We have 3 phone lines available right now.
Correct.
And the numbers, if I'm seeing the number right, it's 546-7960, correct? It has no. There's a phone on the list here that has no name assigned, but I assume that that's been unassigned.
Correct.
So 546-7960. 546-7917, and then...
527-2733.
Gotcha. Okay.
And David Lowry just wanted to carry his own phone.
I understand. That's same with the deputy, that's why.
Welcome, gentlemen.
I can get you the name and phone number of the lady that I've been speaking with out of Kansas City.
Why don't you do that, and then I will... I'll make the phone calls to who I know I've met.
Okay.
And we're going to ask Frank about this Robert Ludwig's need for a phone. If you've still been doing science, there's no reason to change that. Right? Is that what I heard? That's what I wrote down. If he's still doing signs, leave him with the phone. If he's not doing signs anymore...
Yeah.
We need to evaluate to see if we need that reimbursement anymore.
Right.
Okay?
But mainly, I guess, to answer one of the questions that's been brought up here, are we trying to reduce the number of phones? Is it in the plan? Some of those plans doesn't make any difference if you reduce. You have to reduce by 10 or a dozen to get a different charge, or you've worked hard to get the number of phones increased, right?
Yeah, I mean, what the ways that we can reduce is the overall numbers, how many phone numbers were issued to the county, and the overall pooling of minutes. In the pooling of minutes, there wasn't, when we renegotiated with leaving the Alltel contract, going to the Verizon contract, there wasn't any savings in taking the minutes down from whatever the pool of, we had 20,000 minutes down to 18,000 because there was a 2,000 minute chunk. I think there was zero savings on that first reduction and we it was too tight to get to a reduction that actually saved us any money.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, Jim, is it's not going to make any difference, right? I mean, if we have a certain amount of phones on a plan, it's not going to make any difference if we reduce 3 to 4 phones.
I mean,
in general.
Yeah, the biggest thing is if we got 3 lines being unused, if we can get rid of those lines, we'll save $73, $72 a month.
So much line charge.
Right, $24 a line charge. So we'll save $72 a month if I can get these 3 taken off of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see what you're trying to do now. But I thought it was in, like you said, the minutes were in chunks. I thought the phones might be in.
No, phones aren't. Phones, these phones, they were, when we were talking, pushed to talk at one time, they were in chunks of 5, but then we dropped that whole program. So.
Okay. All right.
But I'll definitely make a phone call. We'll see how it goes. Frank, real quick question as you walk in. Robert Ludwig, he's still doing signs. He's just doing it from the east side. Is that correct?
He's still doing signs. He's doing it from his normal regular location, getting ready to conduct interviews across the county wide to fill that position.
All right, so we're going to leave that alone until we...
I think I got to get more information from Verizon, see if we, and then we'll kind of revisit everything.
All right.
I've asked a question a couple, 3 times here. Why the 2 ladies at our office need a cell phone? And I've yet to be answered that question. And the county commission over the years has been accused of giving special treatment to their employees that other offices don't get. And I do not understand why I couldn't get an answer to a simple question of why the 2 ladies in our office, who are both marvelous employees and do us a fantastic job, but I cannot get an answer for why they need a cell phone. And I will not approve any more accounts payable for their reimbursements until I get an answer to that question.
Well, I have several deals that a lot of times I'll call Nikki of a morning before she's ever got to work to see if I don't have an agenda or there's something wrong with my phone or vice versa. I don't call Jillian that often. I don't, but I call Nikki quite often on her cell phone, whenever, especially if I can't get her in the office and she's off running around and doing something here, I call her cell phone. There'll be times whenever both lines will be busy in the office and I'll call the cell phone and she'll answer the cell phone. Because I hear her say, well, I've got to get this number. So she calls, answers the phone, she talks to me, and then she says, I'm on the other line. So that's the reason I do it. That's the reason I haven't answered your question on it. You want to know the truth.
Okay.
But I haven't... and preferential treatment, I don't know exactly... do we have other people that think that they need a phone that are requesting and we haven't supplied it? That's the one I'd like to know.
I haven't heard of any requests.
Okay. I haven't heard the preferential treatment on the phones from anybody.
I have trouble justifying anybody that's supposed to be in an office by
Rick,
phone.
Better come up to the mic, please.
And I know we did have one in Frank's office and it's still over there, right, Frank?
That's correct. She's no longer being reimbursed.
I just feel like that when you get somebody supposed to be by phone,
it shouldn't be that many times that you have to call. And I understand, you know, it may be a convenience thing, but is it $26 a month convenience? That's all.
All right. I'll just say this. When I need to get in touch with one of those girls, and I'm serving as county commissioner, and I decide that I need to get in touch with them, and I can't get in touch with them, and then whenever I dial their cell phone, they're either down talking to Linda on an issue or somewhere else, I feel like they should have a phone. If they want to carry one of those other phones or tell somebody to transfer them down to every location they go to, that's fine. When somebody else comes and complains to me about that, you're the first one, Rick, that I've heard say that. So there's things that I need to talk to people about county business in an urgent manner. And the $26 a month may be saved in one phone call, or it may be $260, or it may be $2,600. If you want to take their phones away from them, that's fine. I just want them to have a phone so I can get in touch with them. If you don't want to reimburse them for it, well then.
I don't make that decision. I see both sides of that.
Yeah. So.
Any other discussion on cell phones? Okay, let's move on to Boys Camp Road. Mike, Travis.
Do you want me to move the podium in a different spot?
Yeah, that's fine.
Why?
Oh, good. I'm sorry, Lisa.
Sorry.
I apologize. Is there a lot of
stuff? Why did you bring it up? I mean, it's going pretty well, D. Brought it up. Now they'll be in a bad
mood. I've been in a bad mood. Now you. Whatever the request is, it's no. I'm making a motion to say no to everything.
Okay, we're here to discuss our grant reception on Boys Camp Road, raising it, and how it's going to affect our county budget.
And I guess that's what we're really looking for today, is just a decision on whether you want to accept the grant and move forward with this project, or where the matching funds will come from, and how you want us to proceed with it, I guess.
Okay.
Since the grant's been awarded, we have a bunch of extra forms. I think it's like 19 pages of forms they want filled out. Your application we sent in that I just gave you is actually what they consider a pre-application. And once it's been approved, now it's kind of the nuts and bolts of all these extra forms they want filled out to kind of finalize the application. So before we filled all those out and sent them in, I just want to make sure this is something that we actually want to do. And
let me say this, and I'll ask this to Frank. Is there another way out of that subdivision or to the treatment plant in the case of an emergency, or if it had been flooded as it has been in the past, would we be having a discussion on whether we need to consider this grant or not? Because if DNR would have a situation there and it would cost us a fine of thousands of dollars because we didn't have access or couldn't get to it by boat or whatever, there's no other way out of that subdivision area down there. And I don't know how many homes is down there. I've drove through there several times, but do you know how many homes is in that area?
I did when we did this application. I don't remember off the top of my head. It's more than you would think. There were like 50 homes or something.
50 homes or something like that that are completely cut off from.
And actually, when we did this application, that was kind of one of the selling points, is that treatment plant being there. Basically, everyone in Bull Creek, Marion Woods, Rockaway Beach, up to Lost Tree Apartments, everything goes to that treatment plant, so they're all painfully affected. So
right.
That definitely helped in your application.
Right.
I don't think there's any, in my mind, there's not any question that this is a great project to do. The question is, what's it going to cost the road and bridge budget, and do we want to spend that money?
What we had figured originally on this, the cost was almost right at $600,000, and that, I think you can probably do it for less than that. I mean, we're obviously on the conservative side of that. Your grant was $250,000, and I've talked to him about it. If we end up getting the project done for $400,000, the grant's still $250,000. Now, as far as your in-kind match, I mean, the county can do all the work, and that counts as your matching amount. So that $250 pays for your materials. It won't pay the engineering fees. The engineering has to be paid by the county.
And I don't think it'll pay for the employees either. I think that's right.
I don't think it'll actually pay your labor expenses. It'll
so pay they pay for the materials,
material.
Not the labor expense. How about the equipment use?
Yes.
It'll pay for that?
The rental agreements on equipment, if you have those, yes.
Okay, we could.
What if it's not?
Did you competitively bid to get the equipment? If you did, you have to have that documentation and show what your lease rates are, and you can, yes.
What if it's not rented equipment? Can we do it like a FEMA event where we get reimbursement for the, I think that's what you were asking, Jim.
I don't know.
Because we probably won't need to rent any equipment.
But you guys did bid it when you bought it.
Yeah.
Correct.
And you compared to when we bid that, so it should be way justified cost.
Well, I mean, we do something like Chuck was saying, FEMA. For FEMA events, we have to come up with an hourly rate.
Yeah.
And then that's the hourly rate that we are reimbursed for that equipment.
Per piece of equipment, whatever that piece of equipment be, then we ourselves are reimbursed for that dollar amount.
That's the same way
this grant will work, right?
Yeah, well, that's the way I understood when I talked to him, is that as long as you can justify the expenses, you're turning in, basically.
Yeah.
You know, we can't
Which,
say it's...
Minus the labor.
Yeah.
If we do it ourselves.
Correct.
One question I had, kind of along the same line, is we improved this road a couple years ago.
Prior to my coming here, but it was shortly prior to my coming here.
It was the second year that I was a commissioner, so that's been
four years ago.
We didn't do that.
We didn't improve the top part that we're talking about raising.
Okay.
We improved up the hill.
Gotcha.
Along the bluff.
We took the bluff off.
Right. I thought we had done something that way.
No, we didn't do anything in the area where they're talking about.
Okay. From a financing, I would assume that this is a capital improvement, so this wouldn't affect Frank's operational budget. It would come from the capital side of the savings account. I mean, obviously, it's all one-time expense. If we chose to do it internally versus externally, that's a discussion we can have. But I think the fund, I think that the project's worthy. It's just a matter of do we try to do it all internal, or do we try to? I mean, that's one of the questions too. What is the engineering fees going to be on this project?
Well, we set them at basically CDBG set the rates. 2.5% of the construction cost was administration, 7.5% was engineering, and actually there's a second to the last page of what I just gave you.
Okay.
Has the cost breakdown what we sent in with this.
So that is not covered by this grant. This would be
the administration, I think, can be contract the grant administration.
Which is the $12,000?
Yes.
Okay.
The engineering and the construction inspection, I don't think, would be.
The engineering is $32,000, construction inspection is $24,000, so we're looking basically at $57,000 and change.
Yeah. And those were, the percentages that... They set those as part of the grant. They were just based on construction cost estimates.
So understand this correctly, no matter what we do, if we do it internally with our own staff or if we bid it out, that fee is still going to come out. The county's still going to pick up that fee.
Correct. There's another item at the bottom, too, that's got the surveying stuff included, too.
So add that to it also.
So I apologize, but I'm not keeping up with this conversation. What fees the grant would not pay? I heard you say, Jim.
Won't pay for engineering.
Engineering fees, inspection fees, and professional services fees.
Yep.
The last three things in that chart right there.
Okay.
So that's $32,000, $24,000, and
$40,000. The whole 40 won't be there. That's a catch-all. It'll be some in there for survey. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's actual topographical survey times.
So we're looking right at $97,000 to $98,000.
Mr. Strophis, we had a preliminary meeting, myself, Travis, and Mr. Pelham did last week, and it was discussed at the time that it was my belief that this project was estimated on the high side. I think that was a consensus with everyone there. We're estimating that this road or this project, the way it's currently scoped, is raising the road at an elevation of 6 feet at its lowest point. I think we had 2 100-year storms last year, and... It became, at one point in time during my travels, questionable as to whether or not a regular four-door passenger car could make it through this water at its worst point in time. I'm comfortable in saying that I think these numbers will come in lower than what we have here, and since their fees are based on a percentage, those numbers would also come down.
The professional services fees, that little catch-all you have for $40,000, what is that based on? Is that a percentage also, or is that just a number you guys have estimated?
No, that was a percentage, and I don't remember what it is off the top of my head.
Looks like about 8%, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think around there is 8.5%. I think they had a figure, actually, that based on construction costs, they set a percentage. You know, the higher construction costs, the lower the percentage, I think. But it was off a figure they had when we filled out this application. But that would basically cover all the surveying, see if we need additional right-of-way, which probably so, will need.
But again, those bottom four things would have to come out of county side of the budget.
Bottom three.
Administration not. Okay.
And I think that included cultural resource assessment is included in that, and also if there's we hadn't done any FEMA map work on it, that was included in there as well. As
the, that's a percentage, though, you're saying. It's not a fixed rate.
Right. Well, the bottom stuff, we won't do the cultural resource assessment, we wouldn't do the FEMA stuff, so we'd get a firm price on that. That'll come out of that.
Okay, I'm not asking the question right here. It goes, if the construction of the project is $489,000, was what we've estimated, if it comes in at $100,000, does this rate, is it, there a ratio to that? Is that a percentage ratio?
Okay. Now, if you do the actual construction in-house with your forces, then those curves don't apply. Those apply for a project that is bid. So what we do is we let Frank come up with the project price based on the numbers he has to come up with if you bid it, because that's where the engineering and inspection fees are determined.
Okay.
And that is, to answer your question, I just kind of figured it up, that is exactly 8% is where that number came from. These are all just percentages. I mean, we didn't go through and figure out our exact scope of what it would take us to do this. These are just percentages CDBG set.
And understanding this is where my question comes from is that we're already matching 50% of the project, which is approximately $230,000, $250,000, right? Then over and above that, we're going to come up with another $97,000.
Not necessarily.
What we actually requested on this was
total
requested was right at $300,000, okay, or so 50% of the $599,000.
Thank you. Okay, I was confused where the 50% was before or after the fees.
No, they only awarded you $250,000, but it was actually $298,000 or $299,000 something.
Gotcha. All right, thank you.
And then, like I said, if this comes in, you'd have done $300,000, you're paying $50,000.
And you got that confirmed, Travis?
I did ask him about that. And I also asked about the time frame, and they are, from the grant award date, you have 24 months. So it doesn't actually have to be done in 2010 either. So,
this is a situation that, as far as capital improvements, we don't have any capital improvement projects for this year. This is a project that would have to be... Frank, in-house project, would that complicate things more for your, so that we would actually know, do you want to put this thing out for bid? I'm asking your result.
Huh? I'd like to see what the price is coming at.
Well, that's where I'm going. You're saying you'd like to. I'm just asking Frank if he wants to put this out for bid, or does it find a workforce?
Well, we're 13 people less than we used to be.
Well, I know.
It depends on the timing of the project itself. In the middle of the summer, it would be a difficult time because most of our resources will be used for our chip seal program.
Yeah. I'd like to see it put out for bid, and then we can either refuse it or do it ourselves after that. I mean, that's the only appropriate way to do it would be to put it out for bid, and then if they come in for more than what we expect, we can always refuse it and do it with our own workforces under an estimated cost.
Will that cost, will engineering services go up because you have to do a bid specs?
No.
Based on
it being a bid project.
They'd go down from what's on here if you guys do it in-house and we don't.
I see what you're saying.
again, it's difficult to determine what the as-bid price would be based on the percentage that seems to be required. So I like the idea of go ahead and bid it, and you guys can make up your mind and do it internally.
And just for simplicity, basically, this grant pays the first $250,000 or $290,000 of the project. That's the first money spent is theirs, and then we come in and we supplement the rest.
Yes, that's okay. What I understand. Yeah.
And is there a timeline on this grant? Okay.
24 months you have to have the project completed after grant award.
24 months after grant award.
So you guys could even budget this in 2 years if you wanted to.
I'm going to make a motion that we do the Boys Camp project with the CBG funds available and the grant.
Second.
And we put it out for bid.
I'll second that.
Okay. I've heard you both mention capital improvements, so these dollars would not come out of Road and Bridge. They come out of GCR. Is that right?
No. They come out of Road and Bridge, but they come out of...
Is it a contingency for Rick? Where do we have it?
I think I have it in a contingency, but I'd have to look for sure. But it basically is what you expect to carry over for the next year.
So it's the contingency.
The amount of carryover you have next year, if you spend it this year, you budget it next year.
And we could split it from what these boys are saying if we wanted to. If Frank thought he was going to run close this year, we could split it and budget it out of this year and next year.
Well, like I said, you could pay. You know, we'll bring in a contract for the engineering. We can do the engineering in 2010, build it in 2011, something like that, too, to break up the cost.
You guys are willing to split also?
Yes, sir, we are.
Okay. That's
and I guess the thing is, what I was trying to make the point is that it's not, we don't need Frank to be looking through his budget right. To shave dollars off individual line items. This would, my intention with this, since this is a capital improvement, this would come out of the cap, the contingency line item within Road and Bridge.
Contingency or trust fund, I think.
Yeah, whatever we title that fund. I don't remember. It's in the trust fund. It's the Road and Bridge, the rollover amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there's contingency fund in both of those.
Okay. The 249 and 250 or whatever it is?
245.
No, I'm sorry, 245 and 250.
Okay. Other discussion? Questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And thank you boys are going to, will you furnish that in writing in the contract?
Yeah,
you will do the half. This year's budget and half next year's?
Yep, we can
okay,
do that.
Appreciate it.
General, one thing, guys, this was a very competitive grant. You were very fortunate to get this. I looked at the list.
They only awarded 11 in the state.
11 in the whole state.
You guys, I think, sent in five. So.
Well, as Danny,
you can imagine how many they had. I think they had 200 was, some applications.
Yeah.
As Danny said, number of homes in the sewer plant, I mean, it's an important thing.
Good deal.
I think 600 families are affected according to the application, so...
Okay.
Permitting might take a while on this because of the bypass road that needs to be built, possibly.
Yeah, we'll have to. Permitting will be a bit of a challenge if it's going through a flood plain. So we'll have to get the permits and then the bypass road will be on Empire property, so we'll have to get temporary easements from them. We'll probably get higher
permits. Well, if we can do this project in the summertime, get the major part of the big, our basic. Fill rock or whatever we're going to use for the 6 foot raised level is if we can do that in the summertime. I mean, there's a lot of work can be done on the winter time, but it's the main basic thing is to get it in before the water gets back up.
Yeah.
The downside of the project, I guess, is it kind of need to do it all at once. Like I said, it's only road into the subdivision, so we'll build a bypass, but I guess in my mind,
yeah, I don't think we'll pay you bypass. They're going to be so tickled to get it where they can get in and out of their houses that I don't think we'll have any problems. Now there'll be some people squall. There always is anytime you start a project. But whenever they see that what we're trying to do for them,
sure. Now our fees will. Half our fees will be up front for the design as we do it, but then when they do the construction is where the other half comes in, inspection stuff. So that's.
So from the paperwork perspective, I guess you'll be working with Mr. Hausman to make sure that we get reimbursed. I guess Mr. Hausman and Linda Gifford, who's in the purchasing, she's also helping with the grants.
I think we're going to use an outside administrator. We'll be working. I'll talk to Mr. I think we're going to use Ann Black.
She was involved with the Rockaway Beach water project.
She was instrumental in helping us talk to people.
Okay, she's the transfer because Barbara Bowling wasn't she the initial?
She was just involved with Rockaway Beach projects, and she was involved in it. Anyway, okay. And that's part of that administration fee will go to her.
Yes. Chuck, she's who you're dealing with on the
dredging.
Barbara Bowling was, right? So I thought
Barbara Bowling was, yeah.
Right. I thought it was all the same, but this is separate.
No, totally Ann was involved with that.
Okay.
The water project that we just did that.
Okay. All right.
So we're assuming something. I think I'll make a motion that we engage with HDR to do the engineering on this.
That's true.
Right?
Please.
Would you like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Second.
Kind of forgot that important thing.
All those in discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you guys. So you'll start your 19 pages, Travis.
Yeah. Thank you guys for your work to this point to get it this aggressive. Yeah.
Okay, we'll recess.
Are you doing the IDA thing? What are you thinking? I've been at 3:30 here with Gary to talk about.
I don't believe I will.
It's an email, so I'll be here. So I can't go. I got at 3:30. So
anything you know of going on that we all know about?
I haven't even talked to Tim at all.